I liked being a kid, other than that story. I liked being a kid growing up, man. Fun stuff at church. Now kids have all the cool stuff at church, man. Trunk or treat. Anybody ever heard of that? Trunk or treat? I didn't know what this was. My church did it. I was so excited, man. Reach our community, whatever. It was awesome watching my pastor explain it to the older people the week before. He gets on the mic. Now, we know we don't live in the same time we grew up in. We can't be out there knocking on strange people's doors. It's not safe. What we're going to do? We're going to get all the automobiles in the parking lot in the dark, decorate them. We're going to teach kids that car trunks may be full of delicious candy. Hallelujah. Where'd everybody go? My wife and I, we don't have kids. That's something about us. We have been praying about it. A lot of people in my church have been adopting. We're like, maybe that's for us. And we just finalized the process. We're going to be adopting this year. That's pretty cool. Thank you very much. Thanks very much. Excited? Very exciting. We are adopting a highway. And it's going to be great. I like giving back. We have one son, Miles. He's very tall. It's hard to know if you're ready to be a parent. I have such respect for parents. I really do, man. And I'm an uncle. Like, nobody claps when you say you're an uncle, and they shouldn't. There's no responsibility as an uncle. You know, my little nephew Josh gets dropped off, you know, a couple times a month. My brother's like, oh, we need a date night. Please watch him for a few hours. Sure, man. He's just five, you know, but I only have two rules as an uncle. Don't be creepy. Keep him alive. That is it. That second one's hard, man. He's mischievous. Anybody have a mischievous child? You know what I'm talking about? Here's how you can tell, okay? If your child smiles and it causes strangers to be like, well, he is precious. But when you see that same smile, you're like, oh no. He has put the cat in the dryer again. That's Josh. He's getting into stuff all the time. The other day, he's in the yard playing with the neighbor kids. I'm watching him, you know, like a good uncle from the second story window. You know, having some Z-Quil. I look down. He's going into my tool shed, brings back a can of gold spray paint. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. But it's got the child safe lid on it. I'm feeling fine. So one of his friends goes into his dad's tool shed, brings back a hammer. I see him motion to Josh, hit it with this. You know, now, if I'm a parent, I run down there, put a stop to that immediately. But I'm an uncle. I was like, let's see what happens. You know? Y'all, he hit that can. He was instantly gold. It's amazing how fast a person can become gold. He was so shiny. He comes in all upset. I'm supposed to comfort him. You know, I'm like, get up here, buddy. You're okay. I would like to thank the Academy.